This is KUOW. I'm Paige Browning. The city of Seattle has a $117 million problem on its hands, a projected $117 million revenue shortfall for 2023. That's even though the city's population has boomed, as has its economy, over the past 20 years. Monisha Harrell is Seattle's senior deputy mayor. She's also the niece of Mayor Bruce Harrell, and she has a hand in how the city will address its shortfall. She joins me now to discuss the situation. Thanks for coming on.
You got it.
Where I want to start is, we don't all operate in big financial numbers. Can you just tell me how significant is $117 million to the city of Seattle?
It's actually a pretty significant deal. People see the overall budget of $6.5 billion. And the truth of the matter is the majority of that is our utilities, which the money brought in through utilities has to be spent on utilities. So if you take out the utilities portion of that 6.5, you're looking at a budget really only around $1.5 billion.
To help people understand why we're here, in simplest terms, Seattle's budgets rose over time, population was going up, but now the revenues are down, and city forecasters could see this coming. Can you explain more about how we ended up in a shortfall?
In a city, particularly a growth city like Seattle that has really regressive tax revenue options, it's harder on those with fewer means. While we have growing infrastructure needs and growing needs for the population, we just have fewer buckets of money to be able to do that from. One of the areas that we have been able to improve our revenue picture in the past has been something like parking up and parking tickets, parking enforcement. So in past years, you might have $46 million brought in through parking tickets. In this last year, we only had about $11 million brought in through parking tickets. As a growing city, as more people are getting out of their cars and more committed to transit, which we also very much want, you're going to see declining revenues in areas like that. And so as is the cycle, you have to look for other sources to fill those.
And this leads me to my next question. Seattle's mayor is required under state law to submit a proposed budget to the city council. Mayor Bruce Harrell has until late September to do so. If the revenues stay flat, meaning we'll have a shortfall, will the city cut back on certain programs? And if so, which ones?
Well, the city will have to cut back on some programs. We do know that our intention is to submit to council a balanced budget. We are evaluating all of our programs at this point in time. We are evaluating programs to make sure that we're getting the return on investment that we are seeking. And in good times and bad times, we should always be doing that. We should always be looking at what is the most effective use of our dollars. But as we go through that process, we also know we're going to have to make some tough choices. And so the mayor will submit a balanced budget, and we will take a really close look at the investments that we're putting into the community and how effective those investments are.
You have mentioned that Seattle has a regressive tax system hitting poorer residents harder. You've also mentioned that the city will need to cut in some programs. Are there other revenue sources you're considering?
So our budget comes from the general fund, and there are other general fund adjacent revenues that may be a source to be able to at least temporarily help plug some of the holes we're seeing. And so those general fund adjacent revenues would be things like the sweetened beverage tax. They might be things like the Jumpstart Fund. They might be things like the Airbnb tax. Those revenues don't feed into the general fund, but we may be able to tap some of those sources to help support the general fund in 2023.
Will there be job cuts? Do you anticipate that you'll have to cut the city's employment levels?
That has got to be a last possible option, to cut our staffing and to cut jobs. We have a really fantastic workforce. If they start fearing for their jobs and their employment, there may be a brain drain on the city, and we absolutely don't want that. So in as much as we can protect our city workforce, we will. There may be some positions that are currently vacant that we choose to freeze for a year or two. but our goal is to maintain the workforce and the staff that we have.
Monisha Harrell is Seattle's senior deputy mayor. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.